Good morning. I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, April 30th, and the time is 7 a.m. We are meeting in the Senate Finance Room in the State Capitol. Please silence your cell phones. This is Chair Natasha Von Imhoff, and I'm joined today by Vice Chair Chuck, Senate President Machicki, Senator Bishop, Senator Reinbold, Representative Kaufman, Representative Andy Josephson is on the phone, and then we have Representative Foster. Since we do have a quorum to do business, the alternates at this point will not be voting. So, Vice Chair Chuck, what we're going to do real quickly is that it is at 7 o'clock, and I wanted to say we will be done by 8 because we need this room. So I just want everyone to know that we're going to move swiftly along. Thank you. So, Vice Chair Chuck, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the February 24th, 2021 meeting as presented.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes from February 24th, 2021 meeting are approved as presented. The next agenda item is the oil and gas consultant contracts. LBNA currently has two consultants on contract to provide information on oil and gas fiscal systems. Both of the contracts terminate this June 30th, 2021. Energy, with Mr. Ross Ruggiero, has been providing services since 2017, and Mr. Ruggiero has recently declined to extend their contract. So that will terminate in June. Gaffney, Klein, and Associates has been providing services since 2017. There have been three amendments that extended and increased the amount of the contract to $950,000 total, with approximately $610,000 remaining in unobligated funds. And Gaffney, Klein, and Associates has agreed to extend their contract. We don't pay Gaffney unless we use them. We haven't utilized them recently, really, until we had the ballot measure on oil and gas contracts. Gaffney Klein is going to be helpful with the Resources Committee and the Finance Committee in the event that we need to take a look at oil and gas taxes. They have a pretty robust model set up already. They've been with us for several years. We have a good working relationship, and I am recommending that we renew and extend their contract. And the contract does not cost the state anything if we don't use it, but I think it is important to have them standing by in the event we need them. So is there any discussion on this at all? Vice Chair Tuck, can I have a motion to extend the contract?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair as Procurement Officer to amend the contract with Gaffney Klein and Associates Incorporated to extend the term of the contract to June 30th, 2023.
Is there objection to the motion to extend the contract with Gaffney Klein & Associates to June 30th, 2023? All right. Seeing none, the motion passes. Our next agenda item, the preliminary report on the statewide single audit, will need to be addressed in executive session. Representative Tuck.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following persons remain in the room online: the Legislative Auditor and necessary staff for the Auditor, representatives from the Legislative Legal Services, if there's any online, any legislators not on the committee, and staff to legislators who are members of the committee.
Is there an objection to move into executive session? Seeing none, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. Okay, thank you. We're back on the record, and it's about 7:50, 10 minutes to 8 a.m. Members present are myself, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Machicki, Senator Bishop, Senator Reinbold, Representative Kaufman. I think we have Representative Andy Josephson on the phone. And then we have Representative Foster and Representative Tuck. During the executive session, we discussed confidential matters related to the IT audit RFP and the preliminary report statewide single audit. Ms. Curtis, do you have any information about the IT audit that can be shared during the public meeting? Please identify yourself for the record and begin.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I'm your state auditor. Yes, I'm asking for authority to award a contract for an IT review of the ARES system, which is the Department of Health and Social Services system for determining eligibility for Medicaid and CHIP. And this is needed in support of our opinion, of our federal compliance opinion on the Medicaid and CHIP programs. We did have this conducted a few years ago, and now we need to do an update. So we have an active procurement, which we hope to issue a notice of intent today after this meeting.
Thank you. Okay, Representative Tuck, may I have a motion on the procurement?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Legislative Auditor to award a contract not to exceed $60,000 to the winning bidder of RFP 213301, an examination of ARES information technology general controls and application controls.
Is there an objection to the motion to allow Legislative Auditor to award a contract to the winning bidder of the RFP? Seeing no objection, the motion passes. Okay, so Vice Chair Tuck, may I have a motion to approve release of the preliminary audit?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the following preliminary audit be released to the agencies for response: the statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2020.
Is there objection to the motion to release the preliminary audit? Seeing none, the preliminary audit will be released to the agencies for response. And then this committee, just to put it on the record, will be meeting in about a month, approximately the first week of June. So other committee business. The last item on the agenda today is the update of the status of the State Medical Board audit recommendations by Legislator Auditor Chris Curtis. Please introduce yourself for the record and begin.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. So committee members received a memo from me last week, dated, I think, April 21st, and this provides a status of the Medical Board sunset audit recommendations. So when the Medical Board was extended last year, a provision was included in the bill to have Legislative Audit follow up on the sunset audit recommendations within 1 year. So that's what this does. If you turn to page 2 of the memo, you'll see that the first recommendation was resolved. This is a recommendation regarding adopting regulations to guide the process for registering in the Controlled Substance Prescription Database. So we did find that they have adopted procedures for that, or regulations for that. They were effective March 2021. The third recommendation on the last page regarding procedures to ensure licensees with a DEA number register with the Controlled Substance Prescription Database was not fully resolved. This is the second recommendation, was not fully resolved. No progress were made in drafting procedures until the auditors asked about the status, and so those procedures were drafted after that point. They were effective March 2021. We also found that not all application forms had been updated to include the Controlled Substance Prescription Database requirements on the application forms. And as of February 2021, the compliance rate for the licensees was 66%. So still some more progress needs to be made on that. On the third recommendation regarding the establishing and implementing procedures to ensure board disciplinary actions were reported in accordance with state law, that has been resolved. So two of the three recommendations have been resolved, still working on the Controlled Substance Prescription Database registration.
Thank you, Chris. This is actually really important, and thank you for the update. And it is important as we try to get a handle of opioid overdose and prescription drug overdose that has occurred in our state to at least be able to track it. So thank you for following up on that.
One more point on that. We are conducting a sunset audit of the Board of Pharmacy at this moment, and we are doing a deeper dive into compliance across all occupations with that particular database.
And that will appear then before this committee at some point in the next 12 months?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Senator Reinbold has a question.
Thank you. Just a little point, actually, of clarification in regard to the disciplinary action with the board. Can you just hone in on exactly, was it just in regards to this database, or was it other issues as well?
Through the chair, Senator Reinbold, we found that, so there are specific requirements for this medical board that certain types of violations have to be reported due to a national database. And what we had found is that there was there were certain types of findings, violations, fines, I believe, that were not, they just didn't realize that they had to report those to the national database, but we'd found that in the prior sunset audit. And so when we did testing this time, we looked at those and we found that those were being reported now. So they are in full compliance with their reporting requirements.
Just a quick clarification. Okay, so this only has to do with the reporting of the database, nothing else. Is that correct?
Through the chair, it has nothing to do with the database, actually. It's just regular, typical investigations of a licensee when they find that some type of violation has occurred, and they're required to report those, even if it's a fine or whatever type of actions taken, they have to report that to a national database.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Okay. Okay, thank you, Ms. Curtis, very much. Thank you, everyone, for being here early. Thank you, staff here, for being early. Really appreciate it. If there's no further business to come before the committee, we will see you lovely faces at this committee here in about a month, and we are adjourned at 7:55.